Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, and today I've assembled a panel that was so easy to put together, I didn't even have to look at the instructions. Three of my favorites are here: Amy Miller, Jeff Tate, and John Erler. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
What's up?
Oh, that was, couldn't have worked that out better if we had a rehearsal. Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name. Snowed out of her shows in Portland, Oregon this weekend, roughing it in the biggest storm in the history of Southern California. It's Amy Miller.
Ugh. Hi, everybody. Why'd you remind me of that? I forgot for a minute.
Well, I was trying to, you know, bring some sunshine. Well, there is sunshine. That's the weird part. It's like today in LA, it's, you know, if you look in the right direction, it's pretty nice.
Not but where then there's I live.
Some weird clouds still hovering over Amy's
my bank
plane.
Account.
Oh, God. Oh,
after a God. Canceled weekend.
Oh, it's such a pain in the neck for comedians to have shows in other cities canceled because of all the expenses that come with it. And I was sorry to hear that. So that's when I got the idea to, you know, bring you some happiness on Sunday afternoon while you're still sitting around frustrated that you didn't get to do your gig this weekend.
Thank you, Doug. I was supposed to hang out with Jeff a lot this weekend too. So,
well, of course,
this is just the same.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the weird thing about timing, especially with regards to weather, is that, you know, you just don't know when these things are going to happen, when the best time is to travel to anywhere anymore. And in this case, I'm going to be there in a few weeks, and I assume things will be fine. And I'm going to have a real nice time hanging out with Jeff.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me know how it is.
But I've also got a show coming up with you that I'm excited to talk about on May 21st at Levity Live in Oxnard, California. We're doing a show with you and Alex Hooper is going to be there. And, you know, maybe another surprise guest. I don't know.
Love Alex. That's yeah. Fun already.
Yeah, I'm already enjoying that. And I'm already enjoying you today, Amy. Thank you for being here.
Am I still supposed to plug? We plug later.
Plug it all at the end, you know?
Got it.
You talk about it now, then you hit a few home runs, you say some funny things. People go, oh, who's saying that? I wish I, you know, knew where I could see that person. And you've already said it before you impress them.
You're so right.
All right. calling in, not phoning it in by any means, is our master pancake friend, John Erler. Hello, John.
Hi, Doug. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you. And I'll be seeing you soon because South by Southwest is happening and I crash on your couch. I enjoy the use
Love
of
it.
Your Davenport when I'm in the area.
You fit so snugly on our little fold-out couch.
Oh, my God.
Well, thank you for doing the dishes every day. We appreciate it.
If I don't chip in, what's the point?
Maybe ease up on our cocaine stash a little bit next time, but...
Hey, are you accusing me of being some sort of bear?
Yes.
I have a question for you, John, about the cocaine bear.
All right.
Is the cocaine bear... Are you excited that you're going to be probably watching it a million times now? Because it seems like the perfect movie to watch with an audience and make jokes during, because I'm sure it's funny in and of itself, but probably would be even funnier with outside perspective commenting on the action.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I got excited like months ago when I saw the trailer. I thought this movie was made for us.
Right, because if it's good or bad,
yeah.
Good or bad, it's still a bear on cocaine. So you could just say all the jokes you want about a bear being on cocaine, and the characters have to stay in the story. They just have to like run for their lives. They can't stand around making great bears on cocaine jokes, although they probably attempt a few while also fleeing.
That's true. Just sneak a couple in.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure somebody yells while running, I'm on vacation! hilarious stuff like that.
Well, it's going to be a funny movie. I haven't seen it yet, but it's going to be funny because Elizabeth Banks directed it. And it's probably a little too smart and funny, honestly, maybe for us, you know? Like, it probably makes its own good jokes, and we don't really need to add any.
Because I'm not falling for the, I'm not going through the whole snakes on a plane syndrome ever again.
But that's what this is.
That's what I'm saying is I'm never going to just go into a movie that's the title alone is a slam dunk. I'm never going to go in thinking they're actually going to, put the ball in the net. I think that they're going to fuck it up somehow.
Are you going to see it?
I am. Yeah, I am. I'm definitely going to see it. But, but probably... I don't need the rest of the audience to let me know if it's funny or not. So I'm going to try to go to a matinee when nobody else is there.
That's smart.
I might even whisper. I might even whisper when I buy my ticket, cocaine bear.
That's how everyone orders it. I like that TikTok comedian guy is in it. He's funny.
Oh, okay.
He brought me joy. He also does real stand up, but...
Yeah. Well, that's probably the only person in the cast I don't know, because there's a real recognizable group of folks. And
he did those videos about working at IKEA. Scott Sice. He's hilarious.
All right. I'm going to take your word for it, Amy.
It's his first role post-TikTok fame.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get used to those TikTokers, or maybe I have to actually look at TikTok. I've never messed with it at all.
It's pretty entertaining, but don't do it before bed.
Okay. Well, you know what? Now I'm realizing our next guest should have just showed up at Amy's gigs and just did her act this weekend in Portland.
He did take my gigs.
It's Jeff Tate. You really did do the spots?
I did. I did last night. Yeah. The rest of them were fully canceled.
Oh, because nobody could get to the show, really.
Yeah, yeah.
But how was last night?
It was a fucking nightmare.
I was happy to be home last night.
So it was just really still awful out, but people did show up nonetheless.
The wrong people.
It's a cool room. It's like a movie theater, like a one-screen movie theater, but it's like... that's like in the back of a pizza place. But the entire crowd did not know how to be like an audience to watch something. They only knew how to be like an audience. It was like if you took 80 people from like a Buffalo Wild Wings. They were like, now watch, instead of football, watch comedy. And then they just, a lot of like yelling at us and whatever.
I just had a great idea for like, you know, they probably don't stay open very late because of the kiddies. Why not have Chuck E. Cheese after hours? And the whole place just turns into a fucking nightclub that's Chuck E. Cheese themed.
they let you have four Coors Lights or ciders instead of two.
Yeah, whatever, you know, whatever you want to drink before you get in the ball pit.
They have like a dance floor. Like, right? They could totally do this. You know,
and a band.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a band. They probably have to update some of their numbers, you know, put in some more adult tunes. But I mean, as it is, they probably sing some stuff that's very questionable. You know, pop music from every decade has songs that like are not really great for the kids.
Yeah, yeah. It was the last time I went, it was jarring when the mouse sang WAP.
Oh, it's so fun if you said it right.
Did I say it wrong?
It's WAP.
You completely WAPed that one.
I just said it the way the mouse said it.
He just hates Italians.
And you all don't know.
I like that the people were so rowdy last night when they were in a movie theater. Do they also do that when the movie's on?
I couldn't. I wanted to know, but I did not want to engage them.
Smart.
In any way. there was enough questions have been asked before I got on.
Maybe the audience was just there for shelter.
Maybe.
It was a horrible storm.
It's always shocking when a room is able to find 80 people who have never been somewhere.
I mean, somebody did some work to get people to come out to see Not Amy on the back end of a horrible weekend of weather, because people all probably had like you know, a domino effect of bad things that happened when they, you know, had to be stuck at home for a couple of days.
Yeah, they had a lot to say.
I had them swap out all my ticket buyers for bad ones because Jeff was going to be there.
Hey, I'm not going to be able to make it to my show. Can you make it a Bad Apples only night?
First timers free.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Well, that's free is an interesting thing when I, you know, we'll save this for another podcast. Doug loves talking, but I want to do the segment Recommendation Nation this week as a tribute to the Black History Month is coming to an end. As it does every year on February 28th or 29th, if it's a leap year, is that how it works?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
They add a day every 4 years.
Yeah. I'd like each of you to name your favorite film that you would consider to be in some way about Black history. So if anybody wants to do the last minute work, if people really care about what the Mayan calendar thinks you should do, how you should live your life. We all make big changes on January 1 for God knows what reason. And also, why would I say God knows anything? Because I don't care what God knows.
What's happening?
Yeah. What? Screw that guy, God. what kind of God would create a man who would create Dilbert?
I I've just been really enjoying the idea of MAGA people trying to force themselves to enjoy Dilbert.
Yeah, it's never for them.
I know.
Dilbert didn't work at a gun range.
He has a computer job, and now they're going to pretend to enjoy it just to, like, scoop him up.
Nerds.
Well, they've been doing the same thing with they've been doing the same thing with like Kevin Sorbo and Dean Cain movies for the last 25 years. So,
right, they really have to enjoy some weird ass entertainment.
That's a very nice way of saying bad.
Hey, I can't say
comedians. I can't say that
there's big, I don't know if there's a big quality change in, you know, Kevin Sorbo projects pre and post. I feel like it's all the same, but maybe he's gotten worse. I just haven't tracked it. I get confused with that other guy, that guy that played Beastmaster. Right?
Yeah.
That was the same guy.
But Beastmaster had like, what do you call him? He had two friends that were ferrets. and so that's that, you know, it's not Sorbo because the parents would not like him.
No,
they also have to enjoy James Woods only tweeting. He made some pretty good movies.
Yeah,
I mean, at least like it helps me a lot that James Woods plays horrible people in the movies. It helps me to keep the movie still, like I could still cherish it because it's accurate.
Mark Singer, okay. That's the guy. Sorry,
that's it. Mark Singer, don't look stuff up.
No, John. it came to my brain.
People think you're cheating when okay play. But I liked your comeback that it came into your brain via computer.
I call mine my brain too, John.
Yeah, John's feverishly typing, what's my favorite Black History movie? Google, please pick a good one, Google. Amy, what do you
think? My
brain
came up with just a random list of 37 of the most important Black History Month movies, just out of nowhere.
There you go.
Oh,
there's so many lists for every freaking thing. Mm-hmm. But
just
from
my brain,
one?
Though.
Have you thought of one, Amy?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a big drag fan, and so I consider this to be part of Black history, is Paris is Burning.
Oh, I love it.
If you also like drag and watch Drag Race or anything, and you haven't seen this movie, you're fucking up. I think it's more accurately probably Black and Puerto Rican history, but yeah, it's like the beginning of the balls in New York, and it's just the best.
I've always heard nothing but great things about it. And I enjoy that, you know, the TV show Pose very much. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely something that's on my list of resolution movies, like that I need to just get it over with and see it.
Yeah, it's wildly entertaining. It's also sad and heartbreaking. But yeah, you got to see it, Doug. You got to see it.
It's the availability is weird on it. Like
I think it's been more widely available in the last couple of years.
Okay, good.
It's bounced around streaming platforms, but you can definitely watch it easily now.
Okay, good. I'll look it up right when we're done. John Erler.
Mm.
What do you think? Black history.
I'm for it.
Let's learn something.
Okay. I mean, I like the standard ones, the Malcolm X's, the Selmas. But there's one that I saw when I was a kid that I've actually been meaning to revisit and haven't yet, which is called The Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings.
Whoa.
Do you remember this movie?
I do. I enjoy it. I play a game with Doug Loves Movies, this podcast. I play a game where I do it only on shows where I'm with the people in person, mm-hmm. like this next one coming up on March 5th, the Dynasty Typewriter. I like, you know, there's a game where I ask everybody to repeat back a long title, and that one has definitely been in the mix because if you haven't heard of it before, it's just a jumble of words, you know. Yeah. So how's it go again? Bingo Long and his...
Bingo Long's Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings.
That's it. Bingo Long's Traveling.
Or maybe it's... Yeah, I don't think I knew the title when I saw it when I was a kid, and I think I call it Bingo Long Traveling All Stars.
It's probably the number one movie with the word motorcade in the title.
It's not motorcade though, but it's Motor Kings.
Oh, Motor Kings. That's right.
But they did have a motorcade, I think.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's why they were Motor Kings, is because they had such a great motorcade. that's a really great one. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, it's got it's got some big names in it. It's got
James Earl Jones.
Yeah, Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of him.
Billy D. Williams.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I liked it when I was a kid, and I think I liked it because my mom liked it, and she was hard to please. So when she liked a movie, things were good. You could enjoy the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeff?
I was going to say, does it have to be a true story? Because if it doesn't, then I'm going to say Do the Right Thing. If it does, then Ali.
Well, here's how I feel about that, and you can pick which one you want to go with. I feel like Do the Right Thing became a part of history.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then I'm going to pick that one, because that's just like a masterpiece.
By actively depicting what was happening and continues to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to take that one. That one is it's a masterpiece, a cinematic.
They might as well, they might as well be real. The people in that story, because it's the same story that keeps getting told over and over again. And right thing, Jeff. You did the thing, as Angela Bassett likes to do.
Oh God! Don't put it back in my head, Angela Bassett.
Oh, it's just I'm gonna have joy. Thinking about that weird, and I like Ariana DeBose perfectly fine, but just thinking about that performance is just gonna make me happy from now on, because you know everybody reacted so weirdly to everybody, just really caught their attention, like nobody's ever noticed anything that's going on in musical theater.
I know. People were so rude about it, except Jamie Lee, who then did, I saw an interview today, and Jamie Lee Curtis was like, fuck everybody. They need to shut the fuck up and fucking enjoy joy.
She's hilarious.
It is joyful, and it's like, it was weird, but it's stuck in my head since I saw it nonstop, so...
Yeah, and I guess Angela Bassett already is, you know, referenced it in an awards speech. I guess she won something last night.
Of course.
And she
helped her win.
Yeah, well, it helped her do the thing. Whatever the thing is she wants to do from now on, she's going to have that extra get the thing power. She gets it and she does it. All right. Great selections all. I wrote down in advance just to, you know, I didn't necessarily expect to match anybody, but I wrote down three movies, what I like to call the Chadwick Boseman trilogy, where he was great in all three of these movies. He played three actual living historical figures, Jackie Robinson in the movie 42, James Brown in Get On Up, and Thurgood Marshall in the movie Marshall, which do not confuse that with the movie We Are Marshall. It's that movie's a whole kettle of sadness that I'll save for Sad Football Movies Month, or when, you know, whatever time of year I think that should be. Yeah, when the football starts up again, I'll start with favorite tragic football stories. And everyone will say We Are Marshall, because every other football movie ends with triumph.
The Last Boy Scout is a little bit of a tragedy.
Football-wise. But the whole stadium could have been in jeopardy. You know, they really did a great job when that really fake-looking bomb went off. All right, so thank you for those recommendations. We're going to take a break to reflect on what we've said, and then we're going to play some games right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and first up today, in honor of me making my zillionth appearance at the South by Southwest Movies, Music, Interactive, and Comedy Conference in Austin, Texas, which hasn't even been announced yet. They haven't announced the comedy yet, but it's supposed to happen today, the day this episode's coming out. We're taping it on Sunday, the 26th, but the episode will be out on the 27th. Same day they're going to announce. So I feel like I'm not getting too far ahead of myself here. Nobody run to the whoever polices those sort of things and say that I spilled the news early. Mm. But going to be doing a couple of Doug Loves Movies there at South By, and some stand-up. And just having a nice time at South by Southwest. So, in honor of that, I want to play a game called ABCD's Nuts. And today we're going to spell, it's a spelling game, and we're going to spell out Southwest. So, Amy will get the first letter, which is S. Then we'll go through, then Jeff, then John. O-U-T-H-W-E-S-T. All you got to do is name a movie that begins with the same letter. And if you match the movie I wrote down ahead of time, you win the whole game. But that probably won't happen. It's very difficult. But you never know. And there's going to be a theme. You know, unfortunately, Amy, you just have to sort of just guess any movie begins with S. And everyone will figure out the theme as we go.
Got it.
Do it.
I'll go now.
Yeah.
Somebody I used to know. I watched it last night.
Oh, okay. Let's put a pin in this game for a second.
Okay.
What? So they like, it's just like they decided to make this movie because of the pandemic, and what, like, did you like it?
What was pandemic-y about it? It's a word I just
that's when they thought of it. That's when they came up with it. It was kind of a pandemic idea that they now are putting out in not lesser pandemic times.
It didn't feel very pandemic-y to me, though. The plot, not anything.
Really? There's even only like the way four it was characters.
Shot. Oh. No, I don't think you're talking about the same movie.
What's your movie?
Alison Brie and Mark Ellis.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the new Avatar. No, I'm talking about the same movie as you are. I know it's Alison Brie and then the guy that she used to know, that they have that's their romance together.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to piece together so you liked it though.
Yeah, it was a fine movie. I enjoyed it. There's some good people in it. I mean, you know, sometimes it's just an Amazon Prime watch. You know what I mean? I don't expect that much. But I like Mark Ellis a lot. Yeah, it was good. I got some good laughs out of it. There's, like, some comedy people we know and like in it. Oh, what's her name from who was in Fletch that I did the podcast?
She's great. Aiden Mayeri.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's in it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It did not seem, I mean, there's probably like 12 characters in it.
Okay. Mainly. All right. I can only think of three or four, but I was having, I didn't watch it in the most alert state.
I like Alison Brie a lot, but I also was wishing her role was played by someone else. It was a little bit weird too that this is not a spoiler because it's in the description of the movie that she's like, oh, your new girlfriend reminds me of a younger me, but he's also like dating a young black woman now. I'm like, right. That did make me feel a little bit weird. She's right. Like, you're just like me at that age. And I'm like, I don't think so. But but yeah, I liked it.
I just think for me, I'm tired of the turning on a rom-com and knowing that the main, you know, the heroine of the piece is going to be like clumsy. Like there's always little pratfalls have to be in there.
Oh, and then yeah.
And then also just quick to lie about stuff and get in weird little lies where they have to like then have to, you know, follow up questions. Their answers start not making any sense. And they're trying to work their way out of it. I don't know why that's such a go to. Lucy did both of those things.
The beginning of rom-coms. It's always this woman's an executive and she's a showrunner. She clearly like knows how to do a bunch of shit, but then she doesn't get like other basic parts of life and is falling down all the time. And it's like, I don't know if your showrunner was just like constantly falling down, you might.
I swear falling down is something that women, even when they're directing and writing a movie, they'll put it in there because then they've got something to put in the trailer. So that men can be like, oh, that looks fun. The woman it's falls a weakness. Down in the snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't often have a rom-com where that lead just stays like powerful boss bitch or whatever. Like she always has some major weakness because, you know, men aren't into that. Not just success and power.
Yeah. No, she has to be embarrassed and made to look silly.
Yeah. It's really weird.
Yeah. So you're just past that. You just overlook, you don't care about that anymore because it's just got to be there, it seems like.
It just is always there. I honestly didn't even think about it this time. Thank you. Sometimes it takes a man to point out the misogyny. No.
Oh, yeah. Every woman that loved that movie, I'm on Twitter. Well, actually, that's why I asked you those because I was really half asleep when I watched it and I just kind of it didn't appeal to me, but I should give it another try.
No, yeah, when she's not right. Show running, she's low key stupid and useless. And that is frustrating.
Right. Okay, but that's also where they lost me is Aiden Mayer is in like the first scene, then it feels like she's either never gonna come back or is gonna come back really late in the story.
She comes back really late in the story.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so you were with somebody I used to know for the letter S in this game that I started playing about 10 minutes ago. And is the thing that I wrote down is a motion picture called Streets of Laredo.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, indeed, because that's the next letter.
Ah, nice.
For Jeff.
Oliver and Company.
Now, see, did you have that picked out before you heard Streets of Laredo?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. I went with Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Oh, damn.
Oh.
Oh, John, you have the letter U.
Shit. Well, I don't think this is going to match your thing, your theme.
Right, but you got to say something just to stay in the game.
That's right. That's how it works. I'm going to say Under the Cherry Moon.
Okay, that's a good one. That classic Prince movie.
That's right.
Yeah.
The second most famous Prince movie.
Yeah, okay. I was just trying to factor in Graffiti Bridge.
Oh, right.
But I think you're right, because Under the Cherry Moon was kind of a, you know, a punchline for a while, because it was, you know, it was in black and white and not very good. I went with a movie called Urban Cowboy.
Oh.
You say that after every one. Amy, the letter is T.
The?
Yeah.
Good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, that's a terrific answer. It feels like you're on the right track for the theme. But I wrote down True Grit. H is the next letter for Jeff.
Hall pass.
That would be so great if that was, if I had written down hall pass somehow. Like, I just can't think of something that fits, so I'll just put hall pass. But the what I wrote down is a movie called HUD.
HUD.
I love that H-U-D. Movie.
There you go. Big Paul Newman fan, ye be.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh my god.
What if I didn't like him at all, but the rest of the movie?
Right? You're like, who's Paul Newman?
No,
I
but
wish
that's
he'd been played by Alison Brie. I don't.
Somebody that likes HUD, I thought, would be like a big Paul Newman fan, but you just like HUD.
I really like HUD.
Yeah. All right. W is the next letter for who's next, Jeff?
I think it's me.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with Westworld.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good one, because what's his name? Walks around dressed up like a cowboy.
Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner in the original motion picture. Ed Harris in the HBO Abomination.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll say it.
Tell us what you really think.
Four seasons. The movie was 2 hours. Yeah. One robot chases one guy and they have a confrontation. The end.
That's true.
They made that into a four seasons of a show. Is the movie. I watched the entire thing because I couldn't believe, like, why is this still a show? Why are they're not even at Westworld anymore. They're just in downtown LA. Anyway.
Yeah. Whoa, sounds like they're saying something about LA.
No, it looks really clean and nice and underpopulated, just how I like it.
So Christmas week.
Mm-hmm. W, I wrote down Winchester 73.
Oh.
Yeah. So E is the next letter for Amy.
Okay. I'm gonna go El Dorado.
I wrote down El Mariachi.
Wow.
Okay, I see you. All right. Okay.
S is the next letter for Jeff.
Stagecoach.
That is the one I was looking for. Whoa. You did it.
Hey.
The nicotine. Holy crap.
Wow.
Amazing. And then the final T I had, I also wrote down True Grit.
The other one.
But I would have asked you the year. Yeah, I would ask you to clarify the year if somebody had done that. But Jeff pulled that one out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
And those are all Western themed movies set in the South. Southwesterns.
It's a good theme.
See you at South by Southwesterns, everybody. That's one thing I think I may have never seen. Okay, I just thought of one. I think I've seen one Western at South by Southwestern Film Festival. It was what a good one, though. I liked it a lot. It was In a Valley of Violets.
That was good. I was going to guess
that. Ethan Hawke and an amazing dog. That dog was on this podcast. May he rest in peace. Jumpy. His name is Jumpy.
I just met him. Why did you kill him already?
Oh.
What do you mean you just met him?
It's so sad. I was just excited you met this dog, and then he was dead already.
Oh,
it was
really
sad.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I couldn't let everybody be excited about it for too long before bringing up that the dog was dead.
Don't look up Paul Newman.
Who is that? Does he have any connection to HUD?
Nope. It's a name I made up.
I mean, HUD is also, that's the name of a government project that, is that still a thing? Is that still going?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Housing and Urban Development?
Yep.
Yeah.
You got that right. Yeah. All right, we're going to go to one more commercial break, and we come back. Jeff gets to go first in our next game. That's all he really won from winning that thing. So everybody just hunker down and we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back. Go ahead and unhunker. And our final game today, I'm very excited about it. I enjoy playing this game. Very much ever since I made it up today. It's the first time we've played this game on the show, and it's called Name That Squeakquel.
Love it.
From the Squeakquel to Search for Curly's Gold, subtitles on sequels have delighted millions.
So you took one of the hardest parts of this podcast and gave it its own game. That's great.
I'll say a subtitle. You tell me the IP, just the name of the series of films from which this subtitle arose after, part 2, 3, 4, whatever number part it is. Some are easy, some are impossible. So if all three of you each guess in turn, and if all three of you guess wrong on one of these, which will probably happen, then I will give a couple of clues and go through everybody in the same order again. And if somebody gets it, then we give him the point and move on to the next one. So Jeff's going to go first, and then we twist the order around. So it's going to go Jeff, then Amy, then John. And are you ready for the first one, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm ready. Unhungered.
Okay. Yeah, and don't think of terms of any kind of theme or anything like that. These are just all just... plucked from wherever. The words after the colon would be another a good name for this game.
Post colon.
The shit words. because it could be anything they want to say about the movie just to try to explain it better to people or just get them more intrigued. It's the funniest concept. So what movie, Jeff, thought that they could get people in there, get them excited about a sequel if it said The Spawning?
Oh my God. Species.
Oh, Species 2, The Spawning?
Yes.
Incorrect.
God damn.
Sorry to be so dramatic. Amy.
Alien.
Alien. There's Alien, Aliens, Aliens with a little three, so whatever that was mathematically. Then Alien Resurrection, Alien Devotion,
Covenant.
And then there was Prometheus. Was that that was kind of an alien movie? Yes. Anyway,
so that's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it looked like you just put on some lotion and you needed it rubbed in. John, what do you think? The Spawning. You must have seen this movie.
Is it Piranha?
Yes, it's a Piranha movie.
Piranha, you must have seen this movie. It sucks.
Piranha 2, exactly. The Spawning.
What a reputation.
It was directed by James Cameron.
Okay. You're up first, Jeff.
All right.
This next one, and like I said, some of them are easy, some of them are difficult. I feel like this, I think you lucked into an easy one, but we'll see. The Desolation of Smaug.
That's a Hobbit movie.
That is a Hobbit movie. That's correct. I knew that one was too easy, but I just couldn't resist getting to just talk about The Desolation of Smaug. It's one of my favorites. It's like, you know, you got to know who or what Smaug is. And then to just have it desolated is such a weird thing to do to a weird mythical creature.
Right? You just find out about it and it's already desolated. It's like Amy with the dog.
Yeah. It's like, why does this happen to this thing? I don't even know what a smog is. And it's been desolated. It's all very confusing.
You should call this game Smaug Loves Movies.
Oh my god. Okay. Too bad you don't get any points for being funny, Amy. You just get invited back. What is this is another easy one, I think, but we'll see.
Okay.
The subtitle is Money Never Sleeps.
Oh, jeez, I should know this. I feel like I do know this, right?
Mm.
I think so. I feel like we all know it.
Mm. Is it a James Bond movie?
No. Those always, that would be the whole title probably, because there's no numbers.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, okay.
They should go back though and renumber them. James Bond 1, Dr. No. James Bond 2, From Russia with Love. Right? Like the way they all went all crazy with the numbers on the Star Wars movies. They should fix them, you know, give them all their due.
James Bond 3, The Desolation of Goldfinger.
Oh, man, I just found out about Goldfinger.
What? I'm so sorry.
He's already fucked up.
I know. It's a bit of a spoiler in the movie.
I just thought you right away.
You should see what happens to Gold Member.
Oh.
James Bond 1, Dr. No loses.
Okay, I try to not go too far with the references, because what if Austin Powers was coming up later in this game?
Oh, snap.
It wouldn't matter.
No more jokes,
easy
Jeff.
For both me and
it would Jeff. It would have made it easier, yeah.
That's true.
Okay, so did you ever answer Money Never Sleeps?
Yeah, I got it wrong. I said James Bond.
Oh, I thought you were just, I didn't know that was your official guest.
Oh.
Because all you said was James Bond. That's a lot of movies. I didn't know which one you meant.
Oh,
right. But we're talking
11?
About the series in general. You're right. So you did give an answer, I guess. John, what do you think it is?
It sounds really familiar. But I'm not sure what it is, but I'm going to take a guess.
And okay.
That is Wall Street?
That is correct.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Yeah, Wall Street 2, Money Never Sleeps.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's never awake either, dumb shit.
It's so scary to think what my money's doing when I'm asleep. Just up all night, spending itself.
It's just doing coke like a bear.
They might explain it. They might explain that at some point. But I also just think that it's just, Money Never Sleeps is so perfect for, like, there's so many movies where that could be the subtitle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just anything that's about anybody that's shitty about money. It's just it's such a funny expression. Okay, so John got that one, so he's got 2 points. Jeff gets to go first on this next one. The subtitle is merely Bad Asses.
Whoa.
Bad Asses.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I can't think of the name of that. Okay, this is going to sound dumb, of course. Big spoiler alert. But is that the subtitle of a movie that's called Badass? That it's got like Danny Trejo and Danny Glover in it. A couple of Dannys.
That is exactly what it is.
Yeah!
Nice!
Yeah, it's a Badass 2, Bad Asses.
Oh my god, I can't believe you got that.
Yeah. And that was the clue. If I had to give a clue, the clue was going to be Trejo and Glover.
Nice.
All right, Amy. I hope this is an easy one. What movie had the subtitle Seventh Inning Fetch?
Mm.
Air Bud?
Yes, it was Air Bud. Amy is on the board.
His baseball movie.
Yeah, Air Bud ended up playing all sorts of different games, I think.
It's always or maybe, in the air.
Or maybe just basketball and baseball. Maybe he only would do sports that Michael Jordan played.
No. No, he gets into like snow sports and stuff. Like they go through cool. all of them. Yeah.
Maybe bobsledding.
Yes.
Bobsledding. Okay.
He's definitely still alive too. Air Bud. I just saw an article about him. He's still alive.
Okay.
John, I don't believe you.
Are you ready, John?
I'm sure.
The Passion of the Crust.
Oh no. I love it. It's got to be about cooking or bread and Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Nobody's going to get this one.
Oh.
I know it.
Oh shit.
Okay.
That's it. That's so threatening.
What is the biggest pizza based franchise movie franchise that I can think of?
It would be whatever it is, it's incorrect.
Oh shit. Yeah. What is the biggest bread baking franchise? Pizza. Bread baking.
No more clues.
Oh no. All right, I'm gonna shit, fuck.
Yeah, you don't know it.
No, I don't. I'm
dying to get to Jeff.
It's the menu.
Not the menu. All right, Jeff.
It's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh.
No.
Oh,
that's what I was gonna guess. Oh shit!
I know that was that would have been great, but even those movies wouldn't. I don't think they bring up a Christ pun.
Splinter is a Christ figure. I don't know if you follow.
That's true.
That's true. That is a very good point. All right, so I'm just gonna move on to the next one because even the clue I wrote down is I don't think there's anything I could say to help you. That was going to be my clue, because that is the subtitle for a movie called Ginger Dead Man 2.
Mm.
Ginger Dead Man. Classic.
That's a good subtitle.
All right, John, you have a chance to win here.
Okay.
You can tell me. This is one I think you should know.
Oh, boy.
You
oh
can
boy.
Tell me the movie that has the subtitle The Revenge.
It's probably more than one. But we're making fun of one in a couple of hours from now called Grizzly 2 Revenge. I don't know if the definite article is in it, though.
Wasn't when you just said it.
Well, then maybe I better not guess it then.
Try saying it again with the definite articles.
Oh, that's that a feels. Good idea. Grizzly 2, The Revenge.
I mean, that sounds good.
Is that your answer?
Shit. Let me give it 2 seconds. Yeah, sure. That's my final answer.
Incorrect. Jeff.
Jaws.
That is it. That is correct.
Mm.
Jaws 4 was called Jaws The Revenge.
Mm.
Starring Michael Caine and filmed in the Bahamas.
Mm.
And it's called The Revenge because a trait no shark has occurs in the film when it follows the family to get revenge. It follows them from Massachusetts all the way down to the Bahamas.
We've done
revenge
that one
for
too.
What? Jaws was doing the bad stuff the whole time.
No, Jaws was just swimming around with his mouth open.
And people had very small boats. It wasn't his fault.
No, it's like the shark's baby gets killed by the people or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because the Brodies become a shark killing family. Because once you kill the shark, you kind of get addicted to it.
You get a taste for it. You get a taste for shark.
It is delicious, yeah. By the way.
They just became shark eaters.
Yeah. If there was a tie today, we would have settled it with a movie called A Tale of Two Kitties. But we didn't have to resort to that because Jeff is our winner. So there didn't have to be further discussion of Garfield Part 2.
Nice.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Thank you.
We'll have you back on the show soon, especially at the latest on Sunday, March 26th at Helium in Portland, Oregon. We're going to do a Douglas Movies at 4:20 in the afternoon with you and our friend Sean Jordan. And should be a lot of fun. But what else have you got to plug, Jeff?
Everybody go to Instagram and report my account as being hacked.
Oh. Wow.
See if that'll help me get
it back.
Give
everybody a little project.
Yeah.
So your account is just like somebody is just doing weird shit on it, or it's like got suspended or something?
No, somebody with a hacked account sent a group message, and then my account got hacked.
About canceled shows this weekend. It was the other bad thing that happened.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so right. I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen, but maybe the next time I'm on, I'll tell you what my new Instagram handle is.
Oh, okay. Because right now you're called the other Jeff Tate.
No, it's the Instagram was the only thing I was able to get my name on.
Oh,
at
no.
Jeff Tate was the only one.
Wow.
What about Tate?
Maybe I could do that. We'll see. I mean, let's not lock ourselves into a new handle yet.
Yeah.
Maybe, fingers crossed, I can get it back. Maybe if somebody from Instagram is listening, it's me. Can I have it back, please? Thank you.
All right. That seems fair.
Yes.
Amy Miller.
Yes, Doug.
Amy.
March 10th and 11th, I'll be at the Alameda Comedy Club in the East Bay. So come see me if you live in the Bay Area.
Oh, neat.
And then follow me on Instagram. I'm still myself. I will not try to sell you crypto. That's fake. that's kind of redundant, I guess. Amy Miller Comedy.
She and... seems so sensible, but this one, she sells crypto. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
That was my first instinct when I saw the messages from Jeff. I was like, it just doesn't sound like him.
yeah, it's like a bad, like, why, like, you hack me and then tell him to buy crypto. Like, there are things you could make people think I'm into, and that is just not one of them.
Yeah, somebody hacked. Somebody hacked Chris Cubis one time on Twitter, but it wasn't crypto. It was like somebody was selling a PS3 or something, which sounds a little bit more plausible than Chris Cubis selling crypto.
Yeah,
he could be trying to unload a PS3. John Erler,
Doug Benson.
I will see you soon. But what have you? There in the Austin area, when can they see you next?
We're getting the rollout couch ready for you. I'm going right now to do a double feature in honor of Cocaine Bear Weekend. This is too late for people to go to, but we're doing Grizzly 1 and Grizzly 2, which is why I had Grizzly on the brain. Great killer bear movies from 1976 and 1983. But next week, if you're in town in Austin, we're doing our best of 2022 compendium. We're going to riff all the movies that were nominated for Oscars, which is going to be easy for some and more difficult for others.
All Quiet on the Western Front's going to be rough.
Sure. Women Talking. I'm not going to make any jokes for that one. I'm just going to say this is a very fine movie. But Avatar 2 and... Top Gun Maverick, fair game.
You're doing all 10 of them.
All 10 plus a few that got snubbed and probably should have been in there.
Wow. That's really fun.
I'm going to do Nope because I thought that was a great movie that didn't get, I don't think, any nominations really.
Yeah, that's a good, that'd be fun to watch and make comments during. I think, you know, even the best horror movies have like a lot of, dead space where you can really play around
exactly
in those shadows.
If you're not in the Austin area, then you can follow us on Twitch. We do shows mostly Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and they're free and they're fun.
Fantastic. Doug Loves Movies is going to be back at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles March 5th at 4:20 in the afternoon. The trivia machine, Mr. Sam Levine, is going to be participating in that one, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And like I said, I'm going to do some South by Southwests and Helium in Portland on March 26th. And Jeff and I and Sean are going to stand up on the 25th. And thank you once again to Amy Miller, Jeff Tate, and John Erler. What a delightful crew.
Thank you.
Congrats, Jeff. Great play.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. I don't think anybody's ever done that before on the show.
Well.
And happy anniversary, Jeff.
Oh, there you go.
How about that, John?
Yeah.
Okay. I see. Okay. Jeff, today. Happy birthday in advance, Jeff. I've been thinking about it.
No, today is my 20-year comedy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it really
Congratulations.
Is.
Congratulations.
You did it.
Damn it.
I did it. Out of how many, I don't know.
Well, I always end the show now with a line, last line from a movie. So I looked up the original True Grit from 1969 to use today. So anyway, as always... Well, come see a fat old man sometime.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.